Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We are officially back in studio with Trent. Yay! Trent, welcome back. I love to be in your presence. It's amazing to have you back. Really good to hear that you're feeling better. How are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 today?
I'm a nine. I'm a little bit tired. I didn't get as much sleep as I wanted to last night, but that's okay.
Nine is high. I don't even know if I'm a nine, and I am not recovering from the same thing.
I guess I am comparing.
I'm a 9.3 today.
Whoa. I guess I am comparing it to where I was like a week or two ago, where I was just like laying in bed, boy, I want this to end. But seriously, I am very excited to be back in the studio doing this. It's just like a better feel. You can kind of, you know, you can see each other a little bit better. The world is Zoom now, but. When we can do it like this, I think it's a lot better, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, those hands in person, like as meaty as ever.
They're back.
They are back, and it's great to have you here. And you're wearing the same sweatshirt.
One might guess you didn't change at all.
No, you actually didn't. You are wearing Tyler Cameron, Matt James shirtless sweatshirt, and it looks fantastic on you.
It's not true
three
that I didn't
great
change.
Looking men.
Three, thank you. It's not true that I didn't change. I did change. I left this here, and I told you guys because I was like, I'm going to wear it for cutting stems because I want people to see it, and then I'm going to re-wear it for the podcast because I want people to see it again because I genuinely do like it, and it is actually really comfortable.
It is slightly a little distracting.
Is this going to be okay? Are you guys going to be okay if I wear this?
We got to keep it in.
No, I'll be okay. I'm just saying, like, if you catch me talking to you but looking at your sweatshirt, it's because I'm looking at your sweatshirt.
There are a couple of good-looking gentlemen. And shout out to Tyler Cameron for shouting me out for wearing it.
Yeah.
That made me happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bought his sweatshirt, so it's the least you could do.
Right. I did.
Yeah. You did? What motivated you to buy it?
I liked it. Like, I liked
it. Just a true
no, that's the,
friend
it
and
made
fan.
Me, like,
it's,
almost tear up a little
sweet.
Bit on how
it's
sweet it was.
It's very sweet.
You also bought the Kylie Jenner sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I did. The Rise and Shine.
That took 6 weeks to arrive.
You're the people we cater to when we make merch.
Absolutely. And, first of all, the Kylie Jenner one I still wear all the time because it is super comfortable.
You do.
It's incredibly comfortable. I will continue to wear this one because it's also comfortable. And it's, like, it's just a fun, this sweatshirt is a fun piece of, like, Bachelor merch.
Yeah.
It's just, it's outrageous to a certain extent. It's two shirtless guys on my sweatshirt, but like, I love it. I love that this stuff exists.
It's a nice pink color too, I will say. Like it's a color that you don't normally wear. You're normally very neutral. So this is like a color for you.
That's the first thing Noah said to me when I was wearing it. I normally wear dark sweatshirts, black usually. Yep. But this one, if they had this in black, I would have bought it in black. Yeah. But they only have it in pink, so I bought it in pink. And I'm going to wear it proudly. I really like it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
We're proud of you for wearing it and being proud of wearing it. And we're happy to have you here. I think it's time to get into the recap. Mm. A lot of drama going on. I've been thinking to myself how I was going to go about this recap. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't here during the recap last week.
Mm-hmm. It's great to have you back.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Really great. The gang, the three amigos, are back together.
Yes, we are the three amigos, which, by the way, I think we need to bring up Blake Moynes real quick.
Our fourth amigo.
Yeah, our fourth amigo, Blake Moynes. if you recall, if you listened to last Friday's episode of Chicks in the Office, I may or may not have said that Trine was going to fuck Blake Moyne's mom.
Right, because it started out so he
as a goof.
We're just goofing on the podcast. Yeah. He had followed you guys, right? Your personal accounts. He followed both of you, and you guys brought that to my attention last week.
Yes,
and I said, because somewhere in the past, before this, a couple months ago, his mom had followed me on Instagram out of nowhere while he was on Tayshia or Claire's season.
His mom followed you mid peak. Us making fun of Blake Moynes.
Correct. Yes.
Like, it was, like, you said it to us, and we were like, I mean, we couldn't have been, we're just ragging on her son all
I know. His mom was like, yes, I agree with everything, so I'm going to follow you.
So that happened, and then I said, Blake Moynes, you either follow me back, or I'm going to slide into your mom's DMs. Right. And then Rhea took it to a whole other level and said that I was going I was going to fuck Blake Moynes' mom.
That still makes me die.
It's very funny. Unbeknownst to us, Blake Moynes apparently listens to the show, or his mom listens to the show.
Or
somehow,
he was told to listen to this episode or something. He got a heads up.
That could be it, too. And he caught wind of it. He started going back and forth with us on Instagram. He asked me not to have sex with his mom, and which I agreed to, because I said that if he followed me back, I wouldn't even make the attempt.
Yeah.
So since he followed me back... We're all good.
Yeah.
We're all good. And
your mom is safe.
We have a good back and forth with him. He seemed like he got it. He liked the jokes. And he called Rhea Ree,
which I love. All of my closest friends call me Ree. Yeah. And if you call me Ree, you got me. Because that means you enjoy me.
Right.
Yes. Like, if you're calling me Ree,
straight
that means
up
we're
called
buddies,
her
we're pals. He wrote back to me because I said, I'm sincerely sorry for saying that Trent was going to fuck your mom. She seems like a lovely lady.
Yeah.
And he wrote back. Now I have to find it. We have so many group chats that me and Fran are in with just like all different people that sometimes I don't even know which one to go to.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, he wrote, haha, I did a real LOL when I was listening to that bit. Good shit. I can handle your banter no problem and actually enjoy it. Have at it, no matter how fucked/vulgar. So, which I love. Like, that made Blake Moynes. Thank you for appreciating our humor. And then I tweeted that out and somebody wrote, not Blake Moynes calling your content vulgar. And I was like, to be fair, I said Trent was going to fuck his mom.
Right.
That's vulgar.
That's vulgar.
Yep.
So I appreciate Blake Moynes being cool with that.
Yep.
He can take a joke. And so hopefully he'll come on the show.
That really is the bottom line, that he gets it.
Yes.
Like, if we can joke about that and you can still be like, I like you guys, you're in with us.
He's in with the group. He gets it. He was out of the circle, and that put him inside the circle.
Absolutely. He's now
inside the
maybe
circle.
Maybe my most liked guy from that season.
Yeah.
Like, I now put Blake Moynes at number one.
Now looking back, it wasn't his fault that he was still around. He was just doing his best.
Let's also think about he probably really enjoyed the sex jokes, because he was known as the sexual guy all season long.
True. I said he was going to be a porn star.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting all the shit we said about Blake.
They were joking that, like, Blake Moynes was nonstop talking about sex on the season. So, you know, he's listening to us talking about sex with Trent and his mom.
And just to give a compliment
he's
to
still
his
laughing.
Mother. His mom
she seems
is hot
delightful
and
as well.
Delightful.
She is a beautiful
She's
woman.
She's beautiful, and she also seems like she gets the joke. Like, you, Trent, you commented, I guess I should put my shirt back on, which I died at. And she commented back a laughing emoji.
Right.
So that means the Moynes family
is inside the circle.
Kiss. They are, I want to hang out with the Moynes family.
The
they
Moynes
seem great.
Family is.
They're in.
Firmly inside the circle.
I
saw people being like, oh, how classy of you guys. And it's like, I'm not here for class, sweeties. Like, I'm not anymore.
Right. Like, that's just funny. And, like, if Blake is okay with it, then we're, like, it's all good.
Yes.
It's just fun on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. Just some good old fun on the internet, which we had last night while tweeting about The Bachelor. Let's get into the recap.
We did. This episode was, once again, a lot of drama because we still have Victoria. Victoria is still on the show. It's going to be intense. There's going to be a lot going on. And they brought the new girls in.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that this was going to be intense. But I guess the last group date kind of got confusing because Sarah left. So it was like there wasn't really a group date. But the episode started with the end of a group date. It was like the night group date.
Right.
Which is where... He had a great conversation with Chelsea, who seems absolutely fantastic. Honestly, might be too good for Matt, if we're being honest. And she got the group date rose. It was a good, happy for Chelsea. We like Chelsea a lot. And it seemed like a calm night. The women were all like, all right, things are starting to figure themselves out. You know, Sarah's gone. Here we are. No. They go to the rose ceremony. They start freaking out because Victoria's talking to Matt. And, of course, Chris Harrison comes in. And Chris Harrison just...
A rare Chris Harrison interruption.
It was fantastic.
It was.
I really do think they waited specifically for Victoria to be talking to Matt to send Chris Harrison in.
Absolutely.
Like, they were like, all right, Victoria, you go. Okay, Chris, you go. They got Chris to interrupt. And Chris told Matt that there are new women. And to be completely honest, Matt looked like he was going to pass out. He did not seem like he was mentally prepared at all.
Right. And as the girls start to show up, obviously the girls in the house are freaking out.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is bullshit. We've been here longer. We didn't think we were going to have to deal with any more new women. And here come these new five women. But you're right. As mad as the girls were, I think Matt took it even worse because he's overwhelmed already. He's got 18 girls there right now before this all happened. And he's finding connections with a few of them. There's a lot of drama in the house that he's going to have to end up dealing with at some point. And I honestly...
18. There were still so many girls there before they brought in five new ones.
Here's five new ones. And he did. He looked like he was going to pass out.
Yeah.
I would guarantee that he puked at some point that night. He just didn't look well. And I felt bad for him because... They just brought in new girls right before a rose ceremony, and now he's got to make decisions against these girls he barely knows and these other girls who've been in the house who are going to hate him if he starts to pick some of the new girls.
Right. And not his fault.
No.
And he did that. He picked four out of the five new girls, which was kind of crazy, in my opinion. I get it. Like, if you didn't like the other girls and first glance, you like these girls better, fair enough. But my God, like, Matt James, you know, get it together. Like, keep your head on straight, man.
Yeah.
Because you kept, I would think maybe one or two. He kept four out of five of the new girls.
All right, so who are they?
Okay, so, all right. Brittany came out first.
Yeah.
Brittany.
She's the one who just started making out with Matt right off the bat.
Yep.
She came out and bold. Of course, all the women are looking through the window. So right off, you know, right away, they're not going to like Brittany. And then there was Michelle.
Yep.
Then there was Ryan.
Katarina or Catalina?
Is it Catalina? I'll tell you
I think it's Katarina. Catalina, we're thinking of the Catalina wine mixer.
We definitely are.
You guys?
It's Catalina? It's Catalina.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer?
Yeah, it is.
My God. That's perfect. She has a nickname.
I'm snapping necks and I'm catching chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. It really is a great movie.
Man. Oh my God.
Well, why do we keep quoting Step Brothers? Like, with the pan, the Catalina wine mixer.
It's a great movie. When they hug at the end is really one of my favorite movie moments ever. But so you guys are doing better than I would, because I would have gotten Brittany and Michelle and then I'm out.
Ryan and Catalina.
Okay.
And then Kim.
Okay.
And Kim might have the shortest stint on this show that we've ever seen for anyone. It's just like she was on 0.5 seconds.
Right.
Like she was out of the car and she was back in the car before you blinked.
Right.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. And honestly, we talked about her dress, which was a controversial, you know, conversation between us.
She looked like she was heading to a beach party in on a tropical island.
In Tulum.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the dress, quite frankly. I thought it was a
beautiful dress.
Awesome dress.
Wrong occasion,
I guess. But like, if you're trying to stand out,
it's the fall in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania.
I know.
That's not the outfit.
Maybe she's hoping that Matt was wearing a coat and he's like, let me put that on you.
But I was like, oh, your belly button looks cold. Here's a coat.
I don't dress for seasons.
No,
I'm wearing a crop top today.
Yeah,
it's snowing.
Very fair. Very fair. And I do dress for seasons.
Yeah, you're
more
in
than
a
ever.
Full turtleneck
I'm in full
sweater.
Snow outfit today. I got some like legit boots on.
That is the more appropriate way to go. I just can't get on board with that.
The weather doesn't control you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
A hoe never gets cold.
No. Oh, man. She's not wrong, though, so.
And, you know, these poor girls, these new girls, where they come into the house and the first person they're going to run into, of course, is Victoria. Brittany, they have a little bit of a dust up where
Brittany tried to come in and like laugh and be like kind of funny, like, haha, I'm here, bitches. Like, and they literally were about to stab her eyeballs out of her hands.
So. Yeah.
Well, she was also real. Not was. She is really hot. So I think
very. And she has some confidence.
Yeah. She's got confidence. Yeah. She's got it all. She's a hot girl who knows she's hot in like the perfect way. And she walks in and she's like,
I made out with him.
And everybody is not happy. And I think usually we frown upon the initial meeting kiss right away, because I know we did when the first limo entrances.
Yeah, but it's an aggressive move.
It's an aggressive move. But when you are making up for lost time, I kind of see where her head was at.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I necessarily see it
more for this one than whoever did it
the first time.
And maybe it just depends on the bachelor too. Like, I don't know if that's maybe the best move with Matt. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know, but I mean it worked. She got a rose to stay, so it wasn't absolutely awful. But all these girls come in, they're every girl that had been there already is freaking the fuck out. Catalina comes in, she's Miss Puerto Rico. She's got her sash on, the crown. Victoria just plucks the crown off of her head. She's like, no, that's like actually for me. I'm the real queen. Takes the crown off the girl's head and puts it on her own head. And let me say, because we talked about this on Cutting Stems, and we'll bring it up, this bitch got on fucking Good Morning America.
Thank you for calling her a bitch.
My question was
I was going to bring up in the beginning of the episode. I've been thinking in my head, if I was allowed to call Victoria names.
That's as far as I'll go. I'm not going to get any. I'm not going to get worse than that.
I was about to get worse than that.
Yeah, I'm not going to go worse than that. But what I just think she's synonym? a fake phony. I watched her on Good Morning America. I was like, you are a fraud. Like, she's like, oh, everyone that was like lighthearted and fun, like taking the crown, like it was a joke. Like, she just,
you know,
she excuses being mean to people as a joke.
She called those girls slores.
Yes.
So I'm going to call her, see you next Tuesday. I won't say the whole thing, but she is. What's the synonym for a cunt? Because that's what she would be.
And the more telling part to me, because we know Victoria, what she's going to do. She is obnoxious, and I'm just ready for her to be off this show, is when she pulls the crown off of Catalina's head, you look at all the other girls, and they're just like looking away. They're like, they don't want to deal with Victoria either. Nobody's going to stand up to her because she'll just, you know, point her sights at them and start being mean to them. So they all just turn their heads away and let Victoria be Victoria. I'm just so out on Victoria. Like, I think we go back and forth each week. Like, all right, yeah, we want the show to have drama. Sometimes you need someone like Victoria to make things really interesting. But now we're in week four, going into week five. And it's She's living in La La Land.
She's gross.
And every time, we're to the point now, whenever there's a group setting and someone speaks first, Victoria says something obnoxious to them.
Yeah.
And I'm just very over that. I don't know if she's a real person. I don't know if she's a producer plant. I don't know what she is, but it's gotten on my nerves now to the point where I'm just ready for her to be off the show.
If you saw her on Good Morning America, she basically, the whole reason why she even was on Good Morning America was to talk about the mugshot, was to be like, I feel vindicated that after 9 years, this is out there. And like, it's, you know,
we don't even care about the mugshot.
Don't
care that you're a bitch.
Don't care. And so she basically made it sound like, oh, the girls know her heart and she's not a mean person and everything was in jest. It was all, you know, fun and games. We're all kidding around here. She's like, I actually made friends with one of the new girls. She just really like lives in her own world, saying that like the name calling she didn't think was that bad. And it's just she like doesn't even realize what she's doing. And it's the same thing that happened when she was talking to Katie at the beginning of the episode, when Katie said the trash took itself. I mean, Victoria said the trash took itself out about Sarah leaving.
Right.
And afterwards, Katie and Victoria sat down, just the two of them. And Katie was like, you continue to say mean shit about everyone. Like, and because Victoria demanded Katie apologize to her for Katie calling her out in that moment, being like, hey, she's gone. Like, we don't have to talk about her anymore, especially we don't have to talk about her badly because now she's already gone.
Right.
And Victoria was like, I think you need to apologize to me for how you talk to me. Like, those are the worst kinds of people who think that just because they have like the right to say something, that like they can say whatever the fuck they want. She's like, well, I can say whatever I want, and you said that I can't. So right. you have to apologize to me.
But then when someone
so
else says something to them, yeah. they say, whoa, whoa, where is this coming? yeah. What's going yeah. on here?
I have yeah. the right to say whatever I want. Yeah. And then another, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, she's so hypocritical. She's seriously one of the worst people I've ever seen. Like, yeah. no joke. At first, we were like, oh, it's entertaining, blah, 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 blah. She sucks. Obviously, she's disgusting, but she's giving us good TV. Now it's just like, I hate this human being. I think she yeah. is just gross in every sense of the word. And she's just like, how is nobody in that house freaking out on her? Like,
yeah.
like Katie is really handling it well, because I don't think I'd be able to sit in that house and listen to Victoria and not tell her to shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. I would be like, seriously, shut your fucking mouth for one time. You have no social awareness. You lack literally everything that makes a decent human being.
Yep.
You lack all of it. There's not one redeeming quality about you. Everything sucks, including your ratty hair. Take a brush and brush your fucking hair. It's gross.
I do understand not. I just wouldn't want to deal with it. Like, you just, if you just try to do it, then if you're mature like Katie, you step aside and you have a conversation about it. But I wouldn't even want to do that. Like, I sort of understand the other girls, just like, don't engage, don't even have to deal with it, and just sort of let her burn herself out. But I understand, like, at some point you got
to
get fed up.
That's probably the smart way to go yeah. about it. I'm just saying, I don't know how they're doing yeah. it, yeah. right? It's like, right. you're dealing with this girl in the house. Like, how has no one just absolutely snapped?
Like, yeah. I think if I'm one of the other girls that's been in the house and you see the new girls come in, I would pull them aside, the new girls, if I'm one of the other ones, and be like, listen, you're going to have a tough time because we don't like that there's new girls in the house, but none of us are as bad as Victoria. Like, none of us mm-hmm. are as ruthless as her, so don't make it seem like that's like everyone in the house. She's out on her own island.
I would say in front of everyone, don't listen to that girl. And I would just point her out and be like, don't listen to her. She sucks. Yeah, she'd probably freak, but then everyone would be like, yeah, you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone would then agree, and then maybe it would get her out if everyone joined forces yeah. publicly.
It's just, and this is the thing, she just, I think, is very good at faking it. She just feels like someone who turns it on and off. Just from watching this Good Morning America appearance, it was like it was a different person. Like, she was full, oh, like, sweet girl voice. She turns on the sweet girl voice mm-hmm. when she, and it's like, okay, this is just not who you are. Like, she's like, oh, you know. And if I did offend anyone, like, I sincerely apologize. Like, that was never my intention. Like, it's just all bullshit.
Can we get her on the show just to fight with her? Because I honestly would have her on and just argue with her the whole time.
Yeah,
be like, you really suck as a human being.
She just contradicts herself. Like, you can't go on Good Morning America and be like, oh, if I offended anyone, I'm so sorry. And then be in the house and calling everyone slut, whore, hoe, like, just being trash. Like, just, like, that's not... It's just not funny. Like, it's just, you know,
no.
like, she thinks it's like, that's like endearing. Oh, just kidding. Like, we're just having fun, slut. Like, no, that's just,
you
don't
do
know.
That with your friends.
You don't know. Right. Like, you don't even know these girls.
Yeah. If they were friends and she was calling them sluts and whores, you'd be like, all right, fine.
If they've known each other for years and they had that kind of relationship,
she's
known
my
these girls
call
for
me
2 weeks.
A slut or a whore. It makes me feel like we're close and comfortable, but not if I don't know you. If I don't know you
yeah.
and you're calling me that.
And she's not doing it like, she says she's doing it all fun and games, it's haha, but she's like, no, she's not, because she's actually just like trying to be mean, I think. So
agreed.
I don't know. It's Katie's the only one who really has said anything to her. But once again, Victoria got a rose at the rose ceremony. I can't believe that the producers are making Matt keep her for this long, because I really think she would have been gone by now. So we just have to keep dealing with her bullshit until, I don't know, maybe they were waiting for this big buildup if Katie rats them out and they get sent home. I don't know.
Well,
but this is the last thing I'll say. I'm going to yeah. say about it. She also said on Good Morning America that she thought, like, she was going to be received well by America. Like, she thought that she was going to be, like,
that's the lack of self-awareness.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like, she lacks.
Right. To say the shit that she did on camera and then to leave filming and be like, you know what? I crushed that. America's going to love me. Like, you got to be out of it.
Right. Because we've talked to people who got the villain cut and they had no idea. Like, they really had no idea that was going to happen, because it can happen where, you know, a couple things break the wrong way and they can make you look a certain way. Victoria, there was no doubt. If you, I mean, for her to
unless
say
all
that,
the producers were like, every time she called someone a slut or a whore, to be like, huh, like a producer to be like, yes, that's hilarious, say it again. Like, I don't know.
That's just a lack of self-awareness.
I can't deal with people who have a lack of self-awareness. Like, I can sit here and be like, I'm annoying, I'm dramatic, you know, I have done TikTok dances, I'm a little cringy at times. Like, I get it. I'm aware of all those things.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of the things that sometimes are, like,
zip.
It's crazy when people have zero self-awareness. Yeah. It's crazy.
I do think Victoria, I mean, her time, next week I would imagine she probably goes home. But now we've got Anna, who is, she's not handling the new women well.
No.
She's handling it.
Freak out before the rose ceremony.
Right. Worse than all the other girls in the house. So I think she might be the next up for all the drama.
Yeah. And so Kayla, Kylie, and Kim were the ones that were sent home at the rose ceremony. There's still 20 women left, an insane amount.
We went from 18 before the rose ceremony to 20 after.
To 20 after. Mm-hmm. Yep. I thought Kayla seemed really sweet. Maybe she gets a shot in paradise. I don't think she got enough time with Matt. Kylie, she apparently, according to Reality Steve, also knew the rumors about Britney in Chicago, because she's also from Chicago. And it said that she and Anna, I guess, had talked about her, like, during the rose ceremony, that they had both heard of her from Chicago. But then she was sent home. And Anna was the one who took it upon herself to share with the group what she had heard.
Yeah. Obviously, Anna stinks. Yeah. We now see that. I feel like she was very threatened by Britney and completely lost it, started bringing up these rumors and bringing it on national television, which is now like, okay, now people are going to think this girl's an escort, which is unfortunate if she's not. Here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know if I necessarily believe that she's not. I don't care if she is at all. Literally couldn't care less. But I have seen people be like, I think she is.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. But I don't know if necessarily they're not. There may be some, like, a little. She's saying she's not, so I'll just believe what she says. But I do think that maybe there's some, maybe it's not full on escort, but there's some truth to the rumor or whatever it may be. But also, if you don't know for sure, then don't bring up something like that. Or if it's like, oh, she hangs out with wealthy men, like.
Right.
That could literally mean anything. And you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That doesn't necessarily
that
mean
TV, like,
that she's an
dangerous.
Yeah,
for
no,
her.
Exactly.
Like, if she really is, it could be dangerous for her. There's so many consequences to revealing something like this on TV when you have zero facts to back it up. Anna said to the camera, she hangs out with older, wealthy men in Chicago, and she might be an escort. Like, there was no.
Are
you
crazy
not
thing
the
to
thing
throw
is
around.
Are you not allowed to want to get engaged and be with somebody if you hang out with wealthy older men at some point in your life? Like, I'm just confused by that part of it, because it's like, who even
does that disqualify her from the show?
Like
no.
What would that even really do exactly? Yeah. Because it just seemed like a jealousy thing. Britney comes in, she's
spirals.
Super hot. She's the first girl to come in, makes out with Matt James right away, and Anna absolutely spirals
Anna
out of control
big time.
And you can sense the extreme jealousy coming out of her. It was really just because a good-looking girl came in and she wasn't happy with it.
Everything she did with that information was the wrong move.
Yep.
She first person she told was Victoria, which now means everyone knows.
Yeah.
The whole house probably knows. And then the first time Anna brought it up to Britney was in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
In front of everyone. And in the middle of telling her, she says, I apologize for this. This is a rumor, but I'm going to do it in front of all these people, and we're going to make you address it right here in front of us. Every move she made with it was the wrong move, saying it on national television, telling it to Victoria first, and then basically attacking her in front of the whole group. Like, she did. She spiraled out and just didn't know what to do with it. And it was really unfortunate for Britney all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these girls are super manipulative and mean. A lot of them. Besides Katie, to me, nobody has really stood out as somebody who has been, like, against the crowd of mean girls that are on this season. It seems to be more than ever. And yes, you know, we root for the drama and it's interesting to see all the, you know, for entertainment purposes. But then when you think about them in real life, you're like, is this the way all these girls act? Because If so, that's quite unfortunate. Like, that sucks. If all these girls are just shitty people like this, I don't know. I am not a fan of Anna. Really don't like Anna. Really hate Victoria. Like, Victoria and Anna buddying up, that's when Anna should have realized that she was going off the deep end. When she started hanging out one-on-one with Victoria, right, she should have, like, you know, realized in that moment, like, this is going downhill for me. Because there's no way you're going to make it on this show if you start buddying up with somebody who's calling everybody slurs. Like, it's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, and I think the house really takes after Victoria a lot. Obviously, all these girls are to blame to a certain degree. But when Victoria is the most vocal one, and now Anna stepping up and being very vocal as well, it's just sort of everyone, it's easier to be like, we talked about it a little bit last night, like mob mentality, mm-hmm, where it's like, all right, this is the how we're going to, you know, present ourselves in the house, and Victoria's being mean, Anna's starting to be mean. So let's just, it'll be easier if we all just come together and I guess be mean together. And it's just, I blame Victoria for a lot of it.
Is one of the worst things when it comes to like attacking somebody.
Yes.
Because when somebody says something about someone and somebody thinks it's funny or whatever it may be, and they just jump onto that, even if they maybe not, they don't believe it, or, you know, because I'm sure some of the girls there aren't mean girls, but they're just going along with it because somebody is leading the pack. So you got to step out from that. It's one of the worst places to fall into.
Yeah. And I was trying to find what exactly Anna said to Brittany in the group setting, because it was kind of like, hey, by the way, I heard that, you know, you're an escort, and I told everyone, but like, I'm sorry, because I don't really have any reason. Like, I just heard it from people. She said, I actually was getting messages from people in Chicago. I'm just kind of them saying, watch out for this girl, that like, you're an escort and all this stuff. Brittany denied it. And then Anna says, I think that's an awful thing to say about someone, and I want to apologize.
What a weird apology in the middle of doing it.
And what does that mean, watch out for someone, they're an escort? Like, they went, oh, she's going to come and snatch you up with her vagina late at night. Like, yeah, like, what does that mean, watch out for someone who's an escort? What is she going to do to you? Nothing.
Anna handled it so poorly.
Yeah. So bad.
She just handled that whole thing so badly. And I think she is clearly, and from what previews we're going to see, I feel like she's going to regret a lot of that too if she gets called out for what she did. But
she also smiles when she's mad, and that sends a chill down my spine.
Yeah, I mean, like, she just, you know, and I felt bad for Brittany because she was like, you know, you guys are making conclusions about me. You don't even know me. Like, I feel like everyone's now against me in the house. And Victoria said, okay, then get out of the house. Like, she's just, it's really, it's tough. It's not funny. She thinks it's funny, and it's not. So it's fun. It's crazy to hear her still to this day right now say she thought like all of those things were funny, and that the girls also thought they were funny. And Katie was the only one who could actually stand up to her, because a lot of the other girls who, like you said, it's a mob mentality. Like, Michelle got the one-on-one, which we'll talk about. But the way that the other girls reacted to that one-on-one just shows that they're all, like, in a bad headspace. Like, they can't handle this. The new girls, it's not their fault that they came in after everyone else. Like, why are you taking it out on them?
Oh, remember when Victoria said to, oh, so you were just a backup?
Yeah, so you were a backup. You've just been, like, waiting to, like, come out.
Oh, so you quarantined as a backup, not even knowing if you were going to be on the show.
Five times in 10 seconds.
Backup loser.
Like, and guess what? Robert Mills said that, like, this was their plan all season. Like, they, from the beginning, they
was. They didn't just decide, wake up one day and say, we're going to throw five new girls in there.
They had these girls waiting. They knew the plan. So it was like, the girls that were there before don't really have any right to think that they're better than the new girls, because they were all cast at the same time.
The entitlement.
Like, you just luck of the draw that you got to be there before them.
The entitlement that came along with My Limo showed up first.
Oh my
was
God.
Is like,
oh geez. Like,
nobody
give me
said
a break.
That, but that's definitely what they were thinking. Like, we've been here for a couple
this
weeks.
This is an OG group date.
This is a varsity date.
OG is saved. It has got to be saved for somebody who's more OG. There's no other word to put it besides,
correct,
like, I hate when the word OG is thrown around for people who have been around for 20 days. Like,
yeah.
I said this on Cutting Stems last night. Like, OG is like CT Johnny Bananas on the challenge. Yeah. They've been on it for 20 years.
Yeah.
OGs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You've been on the show for 20
years. Girls couldn't even handle being on a group date with some of these new girls. Like, the squirrel the fucking obstacle course, they couldn't even handle
such a problem. Like, it's so bizarre to me.
It bothered them so much more than you think it would.
What's crazy is that these girls probably all hated each other, and then once the new girls came in, they were like, all right, now we're friends and we hate them. It's like,
which is exactly what the show wants. I mean, that's kind of like, where it's like,
great entertainment.
They bind together. Now you got these two rival groups of girls. But yeah, it's crazy.
Making the first effort to be friends with new people who come in would be the way to go. Then all of a sudden you're like the most liked person on the show. Everyone respects you. Why is none of these girls thinking like that? Gotta play the game. Even if you
Katie,
don't
the only one with
you,
a brain.
Even in your head,
right,
if you're like, fuck these new girls, you gotta just suck it up and be like, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, they handled it poorly. All the dates were interesting. The first group date this week was Ben Higgins showed up. Nice to see him.
OG.
Ben Higgins. He is there to talk to Matt. Also to organize like the most wholesome fall obstacle course this show's ever seen. It was like, hey, everyone gets to paddle in a pumpkin-sized canoe. And then they have to put on a squirrel costume and jump into a pile of leaves to find an acorn.
I think they stole this date idea from my own brain. I have been talking about the foliage and the fall all the time. And they're like, all right, you think the coming back from commercial shots are great.
Right.
Let's hollow out some pumpkins.
Let's take some ideas from like a children's fall pumpkin patch. Like what could we find? Like squirrel costumes, acorns.
Yes.
Seeing these girls like do their interviews in the squirrel costumes were kind of hilarious, and I believe Mari was the winner. Chris Harrison handed her a D's Nuts trophy, so awesome. They're just really crushing it.
I really
I didn't
want
even
one
know
of them.
That.
Oh my god! He literally was like,
"I think I went to the bathroom at that
he's
time."
He's like, "Here's your award, D's Nuts."
It was
like
it was two acorns.
It was a statue with two acorns.
Chris Harrison said D's Nuts,
pretty
and
much,
I missed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god, that's something I would have held on to like so hard if I heard Chris Harrison say D's Nuts.
He was like, "Here's your nuts."
The best.
So, it's hard to even talk about the dates because the girls didn't talk about anything else besides like the new girls and the drama and that situation. Even the night date, like that, them talking about they wanting to get their time and not getting their time. The girls who are kind of trying to mind their own business but also not say anything seem to be in the best situation. I think it was Brie who got the rose on that group date because it was like she's just handling herself, like minding her own business. I think it was, or maybe I can't remember what group date Brie. No, because we didn't have a second. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
The episode ended with them still on the group date. Yes. So this was Brie got the rose on the first group date. And these are the girls who you see in the interviews and are talking to Matt, and you're like, oh, they seem so sweet. This is like a good person. We like Brie. And then when all the drama is going on, they're totally trying to not be included in all this, which is
smart.
Probably the smart move because the girls are still so upset, still talking about Michelle. When Michelle gets her one-on-one, they're all pissed that one of the new girls gets a one-on-one. They're taking time from the OG girls. I think it was MJ who was like, yeah, I'm pissed that she got the one-on-one date. Like, I've been here longer. Like, I deserve that date more than she does. Like, no, actually, you don't.
Nope.
Actually, you don't. You've done nothing to deserve the date more than Michelle. Only because you got here sooner doesn't mean that at all. And guess what? The date with Michelle was fantastic.
A delight.
Before we get into that date, let's quickly talk about our health, how we're feeling, the new year. We're trying to get ourselves well. And Rhea and I took a little quiz online together, trying to get these good vitamins. Rhea loved the quiz.
I loved the
you
quiz.
You loved the quiz.
Fran was like answering the questions.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had an apple the other day. Not
proud
to brag,
of you.
But I ate an apple. Thank you. Had an apple. It was great. I really enjoyed myself.
Apples are fantastic.
Ever have an apple with honey? Amazing.
No.
Apples with honey are good.
They're so good.
Yeah. Apples with honey and cinnamon.
Mm. Yeah. Whoa.
Or just apples and peanut butter. Whoa. Classic.
Apples and peanut butter I have.
Oh, my God. I saw a genius thing on TikTok the other day. Genius.
Oh,
peanut butter and jelly sandwich with apple slices. Like, you cut the apple in half and take out the core.
And slice it and put it in the sandwich?
No.
You put the whole thing in there.
Use the apple as bread. So you're replacing the bread, and you're just putting peanut butter and jelly
in the middle of the apple.
Yeah, cut it in half, take out the core, and then the apples, the two ends, are like the bread of the sandwich.
Makes me want to throw up.
What?
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Well, Noah can't eat peanut butter.
This was
something you just didn't need to chime in on.
No, I actually like it because anytime
talking about this with someone else. No one cares about people with peanut allergies. It's like I could die instantly, but no one cares.
We certainly do care. We have thought
about
it.
Let's bring awareness to peanut allergies.
No, we certainly do care. And I will say that is definitely a problem that I think every single one of my friends who has a nut allergy thinks of, because they're always like, oh. Or we're like at a restaurant,
like,
or we're like
it's
snacking.
It's like a punchline for anyone.
Yeah, it's like, almost like stop
you're
being
a
pussy.
Like, yeah, you're literally nuts. Like, but honestly, I would die.
Yeah, no,
like, we're very quickly.
Damn, man.
No, I was like, if you bring a peanut around me, I would drop dead.
Noah's definitely right though, because
people,
friends forget about all the time. Like, I have one friend that has a severe nut allergy too, and all the time, like, we'll bring. If we're on the car, like one of us has like a bar or something that has nuts in it, and we're like, oh, shoot, sorry.
Yeah.
It's just,
There have been, I know Noah's looking at me because there have been times where I've like, I remember I made that pie and I had, it was like basically all
peanut butter.
What?
The charcuterie board.
Oh, the charcuterie
remember
board.
Remember when we
charcuterie board.
I told you guys before.
Had nuts? It didn't have nuts.
No, it did.
There was something. Yeah, there was walnuts.
Oh.
Remember when we were at dinner that one time and I was having like a panic attack and then I thought that the french fries had peanuts in them?
We went to dinner after we interviewed the Jonas Brothers. We were in Chicago
Denver.
Yeah, Denver. Oh, no. We
were Denver.
I've never been to Chicago.
Literally never
Colorado.
Been to Chicago one time.
Sorry, I messed up the C states. Yeah. Colorado.
Chicago, not a state.
Yeah. Illinois. Yep. I'm not an idiot. I swear.
Chicago, also known as Denver. Yeah.
Sorry. We were in. The story's useless now. I've embarrassed myself too many times. We were in Colorado and we had just interviewed the Jonas Brothers and we were going to eat before going to the Jonas Brothers concert.
I was not in a good.
No,
it was,
Noah was
not in a good state. First of all, we.
Legal substances
in Colorado that Noah and I partook in
had influence in the dinner.
Noah literally it was so awkward after because we sat at dinner
Noah was
like insanely quiet and acting very very strange and weird, and me and Fran were like looking at each other like what do we do about this, and then he started freaking out that there was peanuts in his french fries that he was eating and started being like my throat's closing like freaking out at the table, and he was also so high like bugging out, and Fran and I were pretty good at like if something's going wrong we're gonna try and help out. We were both in a state
I
where
was done with
Fran was so
point.
Done she was like I don't I care that. Like she was like stay home like because we were going to the Jonas Brothers concert after, she was like you really don't have to come, like kept insinuating
keep in mind this was literally the best day of my life,
right? I was gonna say
it was part of it, like
we were off a high, this is the best day of my life, we're at this dinner and Noah's like I'm gonna die, I'm like no you're not. Yeah, Fran, like it
but
honestly was a huge downer to the day because it was such a great day.
Yeah. And then he thought he was like, well, like I don't know if I like recorded the microphones right. We were like, all right, stop it.
Now,
stop it.
Yeah. I was like, you're getting in your own head. Everything is going to be okay. Yeah. we're going to the Jonas Brothers show with or without you.
Yeah, we're like, we've had moments where we cared about Noah's peanut allergies, and then we've had moments where we were just like, Noah, come on.
We're like, look, we're in a nice we're in a nice restaurant. You got French fries. You can eat the French fries. We promise you. But
it's gonna be okay.
I respect you anytime. Like when they brought up peanut butter on this with the apple sandwich, you were like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to war against this peanut based thing. Yeah.
I honestly got sick thinking about her describing it for some reason. Usually I don't, but like, I don't know.
Are you feeling better now?
Still kind of not.
Apples and
honey.
Well,
maybe because we've been talking.
Apples and honey.
Apples and honey. Apples and honey. Apples and honey. Boston Market. You like Boston Market.
I love Boston.
Yeah. I do too. What do you get?
We can talk about it. Half chicken breast and like 10 different sides.
Nice.
Yeah. We actually thought about ordering Boston Market for dinner for the Bachelor.
Yes, because there isn't one. We wanted it.
There isn't one in Manhattan
anymore.
Wait, what? There isn't one in Manhattan anymore.
Like, they're all closed.
Yeah, we couldn't get it delivered.
Oh, my God.
We tried to do it.
I did it. We were like, what
should
we get?
Rhea really did it
thinking
of you, too. Yeah, she was like, let's get Boston Market.
Yeah, so
Noah
if you think
Boston
I don't care,
Market.
I know you love Boston Market.
We tried. And for the record, we really did try. Devin put the whole order in, and then it was like, sorry, you're too far away from the only location's like Brooklyn, the closest one.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's just end the recap.
About the Bachelor on the show.
I said I had an apple, and it really just kind of took off.
Yeah,
oh,
it really
I'm
did.
Sorry.
And yeah, that was what did it. I was about to get back into the 101, and you had to say you had an apple.
I was proud of
Congrats
myself.
Congrats on the apple,
Thank
Trent.
You. Thank you. I might do another one in the future.
An apple a day.
Keeps the doctor away.
Yep. You said it.
I only started what she finished. I mean, finished what she started. Fuck. All right, the 101 date.
You started when I finished.
Yep. The 101 date Sounds with Michelle was delightful.
It really was.
Matt.
Like a warm peanut butter sandwich with milk.
Yep. Matt, I think, you can read Matt's emotions pretty well. Like, I don't think he hides his emotions pretty well. You can see how nervous he was when those new girls showed up. But you could also see how relaxed and calm he was on that date with Michelle. He felt like he was very open. They're laughing. They're giggling. Yes, he does laugh at everything, Rhea. I know he does. It's very true. He has one of those big,
the last time we were with
that
Matt
really
James,
laughs at everything.
He was laughing so hard at like everything we were saying, and
felt like the funniest
people
ever.
I was like, oh my God,
it's a fantastic
such a
trait.
Confidence.
Yeah,
piece.
It really is.
And he also like hits your arm and like crouches over laughing, belly laughing, and left being like, I'm the funniest person on the planet. Like, this is unreal.
No, he really does hype you up with how
and
much
Fran,
he laughs.
Like, Fran's brother even met him, and Fran's brother after was like, I, like, think I have a crush on Matt James, because he just makes everyone feel so
welcomed. And, like, really just laughing at everything, where everyone was like, wow, like, you like us? This is so great. You're laughing at everything we're saying. We must be so funny.
But you are right, Fran. You sort of have to pick through and look at moments where he is very happy. And this date in particular, after they did the zip line where they raced down the zip lines and Michelle barely beat him, he was like, I can't believe she got first. I can't believe she was there first.
Yeah.
And like, they were like having like a real moment and really laughing.
You can totally tell which girls I think he has more invested into than others, because even when he is talking to some of these girls who we haven't seen, who haven't gotten enough time quite yet, when they're together, he's like, what can I do? And he's kind of said it to all of them, but that's okay. He's like, what can I do to like make you know that I really want you here, that I appreciate you being here? Like, he has said that to a few girls now, where it's like, okay, he's certainly not saying that to everyone. But with Michelle, it seemed really easy right off the bat. It seemed like they got along super well. It's a beautiful date, ziplining, outdoors, hot air balloon. I mean, hot air balloon above the foliage was just like, that was actually straight up out of a romantic comedy. The Ugly Truth. Have you guys seen The Ugly Truth?
No.
Oh, man.
Is that Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler and Katherine Heigl at the end of the movie. They go up in a hot air balloon. And
see, hot air balloons, I think of The Amanda Show. And I think of Amanda's mom going missing. And her toe.
Her toe, yeah.
And so I have never been on a hot air balloon
her
for
dad's
that reason.
Toe, right?
I think it was her dad's toe and her mom was lost in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, her mom was lost in the hot air balloon.
Yeah, something. Yeah. And they would always just show her being like, Amanda! In the hot air balloon. Yeah. So I've never been, you don't know what we're talking about, do you? Once again, you fucking loser. Amanda show. No.
Hot air balloon makes me think of Joe Dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
You know
Anyways,
what?
Anyways, the Amanda show.
Talk about killing the mood.
The Ugly Truth and the Amanda show.
Just No Joe Dirt fans out there.
But you know what? I think we just went across the board for anyone who listens to this show. You had to at least resonate with one of those. Whether yes. it was the Amanda Show, Joe Dirt, or The Ugly Truth, one of those had to have hit. So we're covering all of our bases.
Yes. True.
That's how we'll think about that. But the date,
most people will think of the date.
Yeah, probably. The date was fantastic. I thought. I think he really likes her. She's now, and every one-on-one date, it's like, oh, she's the front runner. But now Michelle, like, I think she's way up there. She's a teacher. They had such a great conversation.
Yeah, it is true that each week it seems like we got a new front runner. First, it was Sarah. She's not there anymore. Katie, I think we all can kind of agree that, like, while she is the only other adult on this entire show, her and Matt, like...
Like, Bree and Serena P have both have had one-on-one dates where it's like, oh, okay, they seem like they could go far.
Yeah, I did like Serena P and Matt. I thought they had a great date.
Yeah.
But this one, they were aggressively making out in the hot air balloon, which was funny to think about the hot air balloon operator, like, trying to navigate that whole situation. But I do think so far... Of all the one-on-one dates we've had, this was by far the best connection that Matt has had.
I think so, too.
I agree. I really sense a connection between Michelle and Matt James, although, like you said, it's hard to tell sometimes. He laughs at everybody. But it seemed like they had a really good time, and Michelle seems like a lovely person as well. So I'm happy she's
really
there.
She really does. They had what seemed like a really nice conversation. She obviously got a rose. And then the second group date was just an all-out brawl. They decided to give these girls boxing gloves and put them in the ring, and it did not go well. The women on this date were all the varsity squad, as MJ said. Ugh. They just continued to call themselves the OG girls throughout the episode. It was so cringe and uncomfortable that they just kept doing it, but they were boxing or training to box, and then they actually started boxing, and they were just kind of knocking the shit out of each other, where Matt James seemed like he got involved and was like, okay, enough's enough. Like,
it was
they're nailing each other in the head.
We're talking real boxing.
Yeah.
And I had said this last night, but usually when you have a date like this where it's like, fight for my love or whatever the date card, it's like, oh, they're putting on the sumo costumes, or the gloves are, you know, way too big and they can barely lift their arms. This was, we're going to give you real boxing gloves and headgear, and you guys are going to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And they were really trying to beat the shit out of each
other. They were, because there's a lot of anger in that house.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
It was something.
They probably all had a lot of pent-up aggression that they were like, well, here's our moment. We're just going to start hitting each other. And it got to the point where Matt was like, okay, this is maybe going a little too far.
And I wish I could remember, like, they were all wearing headgear, so I was kind of confused on who was fighting who. But the last one, somebody really took a punch to the nose, and they were...
Serena.
Yeah.
Serena P got... it was like, she might have a concussion, she got hit so hard. Her neck went flying backwards. Like, it was like, okay, this is... Let's stop this.
Yeah. And shout out to Wells. Wells was there.
Yeah. Wells fills that role very nicely as the guy who comes in for physical challenges to kind of co-announce with Chris Harrison.
What was his name? And he died. I'm blanking.
Okay, it's
been killing me ever since this it's terrible. I can't remember it for the life.
You're gonna
of me.
Say it, and
I'm
he's just
iconic,
gonna,
and I can't remember. It
he
because
is iconic.
I did make a joke that. I can't even remember, and I had the wrong guy, and I had to delete the tweet because I was like, wait a second.
People are
that's
screaming
not the guy who died.
This name right
it's
now.
Something like Brett
listening
something.
Here,
no?
Listening to this right
something
now.
With a B?
Oh, my
Why
gosh,
am I?
Trent. Come on, Trent.
And no, I've searched everything, like the guy who used to commentate, like
no,
whatever.
It's...
And he's in...
Oh. Bert.
Bert. No. Yes, Bert. Bert
What's
something.
His What's his name? Bert.
No.
Yes.
I don't think it's Bert.
Yes.
I don't think it's Bert.
It definitely is.
No, I'm with you. It's Bert something.
This is so bad. People are just yelling.
It's not Bert.
At their laptops and their...
Or Brent? No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is really tough.
Oh, man. This is tough. It is...
We have to get it by the end of the show because I'm not going to be able to...
I could do research and you guys could keep talking and then let you know when
I'm not going to be able to...
Fran's on a mission.
I'm not going to be
like,
able to
no,
talk about...
I gotta figure it
I'm
out.
Not going to be able
no.
to talk about anything else.
You're going
to
say
what
it.
What was one of the dates?
Just,
he did the lingerie...
He did a lot. He did so
lingerie
many.
Lingerie date The Bachelor for Pete's season. He did that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's in Anchorman.
Yeah.
He's the...
Yes.
He's the Anchorman guy.
Well, let me look up the cast of Anchorman. That would be IMDb Anchorman.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like we're all just trying to get it first.
Yeah, who can be
Fred
the
Willard?
Damn it,
that's
Fred.
It. Fred Willard. Jeez, yep.
Man. Bert. Why did we think it was Bert?
oh man.
I didn't know.
Honestly,
it was like Bert, and I was like,
our
yes,
apologies.
Absolutely.
That's bad. We needed to. Remember
how did
that.
We forget Fred?
I don't know.
Willard.
I don't know. That's bad.
That's who. Who was the guy who commentated the ice bath with Ivan and Tayshia? Like. What was his name? Like Fat Billy or Big Joe or something like that? There was some like...
What? Oh. He's the security guard.
Yeah, what's his name?
They call him...
Big Paulie,
right. So I tweeted... for some reason in my head, thought it was the guy from Pitch Perfect. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I tweeted...
No, Big Paulie's been around forever.
No, I know that he's not Big Paulie, but was tweeting like... Oh, it's nice to see, because I thought it was, now I'm looking up this guy's name, which is really annoying. I was like, it's nice to see John Michael Higgins reincarnate as Big Paulie. And everyone was like, John Michael Higgins is alive, Rhea. And yeah. I was like, it's Fred Willard.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm not going to be able to sleep after that Fred Willard thing.
No, and we've talked about it. We've said it so many times with group dates that he hasn't been able to be on that net. And because Wells has kind of taken that role, it seems like, of like the commentator with Chris Harrison.
They should get John Michael Higgins.
Fred Willard was absolutely fantastic.
He was.
During those group dates. Yeah. Yep. That was bad. All around L from the group there.
I agree.
Yep. Big time. All right. The rest of the group date was... Once again, the mean girls being mean, talking about making fun of the new girls. They're the OGs. I don't, like, sometimes I can't tell what vibe I'm getting from MJ. I'm like, I think I like her, but then I'm not sure because she says shit where I'm like, get off your high horse. Like, that's when she was, you know, this is the varsity squad. Like, girls are getting one-on-one dates that don't deserve them. Like, it's like, okay, all right, I get it, you're frustrated, but now this is a bad look. And Katie was on this date, and you could tell Katie was sitting there like, this is getting bad. We're reaching new levels where, like, now this is getting bad, and I have to get Matt involved. And she went out and talked to Matt and basically said, like, the bullying in the house has gotten so bad to the point where, like, girls' reputations could be ruined. Like, major consequences outside of the show. And... So she said that to Matt, and we got left with kind of a cliffhanger situation of what Matt will do with that info that he just got. But normally snitching gets you in trouble on this show. In this case, couldn't have been happier that Katie went to Matt and was like, we've reached new levels. I hope, like, Katie almost seems like Matt's mole at this point. Like, she's
a
there.
Bestie.
Yeah, she's there to just, like, help Matt out because these girls are losing their mind and he needs to hear it from someone. And it's Katie. Thankfully, Katie is the one stepping up. She is one of the only good souls on this show right now. And she is there to, I guess, kind of expose these girls. So we'll see what Matt does. Because it does, from the preview, it does look like we're going to see a lot of tears. I think the ones that have been saying mean shit are going to try and backtrack hard.
Well, we have so many girls left right now that at some point something's going to have to happen where... A lot of girls go home or they send themselves home. Like, it gets to be too much. And I think this is probably the catalyst for that. You're right. Snitching usually doesn't work great on this show. But as we've been talking about, like, Katie is more like they're friends. Like, her and Matt are friends. And we had said that she'd be a great bachelorette. Like,
definitely.
She's going to have
she's
a great
making a run for it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's going to have a great future in this franchise. I don't know necessarily see it with her and Matt. But so I think it's
Riley. Riley was looking for her info on Twitter.
That's right. You had said Bachelor in Paradise. That
could
be a great
good
couple.
Paradise matchup.
I like that a lot.
I do too.
But so I think snitching in this case, it's going to alert Matt too, because we've really got something going on in this show where it feels like there's more than one show going on. Where it's, sometimes Matt is hanging out with girls that seem really nice and great, and then most of the time it's this whole other thing unfolding in the house where now they're split into different groups, the OGs and the new girls, and there's just all this drama happening. That
it's like Matt's not even on the show.
That's
sometimes.
It seems like it's this drama that's happening between the girls in the house is its own self-sustaining show.
Yeah,
and Matt just also happens to be there potentially dating a couple of them.
Right.
And I don't think that's sustainable. No. Where and once now Matt knows about what's going on, I think it's going to get sorted out and girls are going to start to go home quicker and the relationships are going to start to form, and that's going to be the biggest theme of the show, hopefully, going forward. Because I'm very tired of Victoria, and she seems like the main cause of all of it. So the sooner she goes home, I think the temperatures will lower in the house and things will get back to a little bit of normalcy.
Agreed. I hope so. Because we definitely reached that point. I think now, or Chris Harris has got to come in and be like, okay, we got to cut these roses down. Like, we got to give out maybe 13 roses at the next rose. Like, five girls have got to go. Like, let's cut it to 15. We got to start breaking it down a little bit, because now we're going into week five and there's still 20 women left. So it feels insane.
I think Matt James might be the one who's like,
Heather hasn't shown up yet. So
that's going to end up being one of those deals where she's on screen for 2 minutes.
Heather's going to be like the Simpsons gift. She's going to walk in and walk out. Well, not Simpsons, so, Family Guy.
I feel so bad for... Yeah.
Is it the Simpsons?
It's the grandpa.
Homer.
Oh, it's Homer.
Yeah. It's Homer? But I feel like there's one of Family
there's
Guy
a,
as
There
well.
Is a Family Guy, too. There is.
Of him, like,
Peter walks in, Tate walks out.
I thought you were talking about Homer going into the tree, but I know the grandpa.
No, but there's also the grandpa who has the hat and then walks back out. Yes.
Yeah.
All of those work.
It's been such a long tease, and now if she, I thought
well,
she was
now they're doing Heather dirty because like they already brought in five new girls and every girl lost their freaking mind. So like Heather is now set up for even more ridicule because they're going to be like, another girl, and she's obviously been on the show before, so they'll just freak out.
I understand the ridicule towards Heather, though, because it's like, oh, Hannah Brown, who's best friends with Matt James, is bringing in her best friend to set them up with Matt James.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would think of it as, because I feel like that, you know, that's kind of what happened. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like, why Heather? You know, out of all people. So I could see them
Heather's
thinking
just set up
about
for failure,
it like
though,
that.
So
was
I feel
it
bad.
Made clear in the
That's
teaser
point,
that
yeah.
we saw Heather that she's coming in to be a contestant? Or could it be one where she's coming in to give advice?
I think she's,
no,
coming,
she's
in
coming
in
to be a contestant.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
That's wild that we have not seen her yet then.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think that basically wrapped it up for the episode. There's a couple things that I want to mention at the end, just bachelor-wise. One, pictures of Sarah and her boyfriend are all over the internet of people freaking out. They're saying she's dating this guy, he's a DJ, dating him before the show, dating him after the show. The storyline for Sarah, like the timeline, is getting more and more foggy. Just really seems like it's pretty obvious what her motives were at the time.
Has she gone on any Bachelor-related podcast to clear the air, clear the story,
I don't think so.
Say what's going on? Because right now, I'm with you. I'm, like, confused about what's going on.
I don't think so. She might have, but I'm not. I haven't seen her on any, like, the main big ones.
Right.
So I'm not totally sure. And then this is a question for you guys. Did either of you see Dale's, like, Instagram live or whatever it was, statement of like, now he finally like feels comfortable coming back to Instagram to like talk about the relationship? He didn't really say anything. Like, it was very blah blanket statements of like things didn't work out and they wish the best for each other and like the whole shit, but I could not stop laughing when he was like, I finally like feel ready to come on here and talk to you guys about it. I'm like, it's been 6 days.
Yeah.
Like, you guys just broke up. Like, you're finally ready to come on and talk about it. Like, nobody, oh God, nobody wants to just move on with his life and be like influencer Dale than Dale.
Right. That was my main takeaway, where the way he viewed those stories and the way he signed off,
he was like,
well, all right, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Like, this is my
Claire's still wearing her ring and pictures in public.
You are absolutely right. He is so ready for this whole thing to be over, so he can finally move on to what he's been wanting to do, which is just be single and
an
Instagram.
And NYC.
Dale and NYC. And I really think that he put up those Insta stories and he was like, I'm good.
Yeah, like I really think that felt like, okay, this is, we're going to close this chapter and now I can move on to being a single man.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. All right, I think that pretty much wraps it up. We'll be back next week to break down week five. And let's hope week five's the end of Victoria. It's gotta be. She can't make it to week six.
Kill her off.
She can't make it to week six. Vote her off the island. Like, it's time.
Honestly, Matt does it's not got, want her there.
No. And like, this is what I'm saying. You can, Matt, the way Matt talks to like Michelle and you see the way Matt talks to Victoria, it's like, clearly this girl is here because she has to be here. Couldn't be more obvious.
She's got to go home next week. That's got to happen.
Let's hope. All right, guys. That's it.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.